at Vanderbilt University Medical Center over the weekend from complications stemming from his neighbor attacking him in 2017, apparently over yard waste.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a case of rinse and repeat. Our better-than-normal rain chances continue today, but it's going to be feast or famine. A very humid day today with a high around 90. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. A generous supply, but still random. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and through Friday, lots of kids are starting the new school year. And it's back to that standard spotty hit-or-miss storm situation. Highs in the low to mid-90s, but the number of storms will be thinning out over the next few days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about 8 different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically, open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
In 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Kind of a weird little Monday. I got a ton of news. I mean,
I know, right?
I got the whole normal weekend stack. Monday is my favorite day because I love Monday. You get to choke the weekend out of you. You get to, you know,
attack the week.
Attack the week. You get to force it to bend to your will, make it submit to you. It's such a great feeling. You control the week. It's absolutely wonderful. And, so I always have a lot of news lined up, and then something like this happens, and you sort of left with forcing yourself to cover that. There's one other aspect of the president's speech I want to get to, a very, very dangerous proposal that I hope he will reconsider. They sound good on their face, these red flag laws.
Mm-hmm.
They sound really good on their face. The president of the United States, for those that don't know, spoke at 9 o'clock this morning. He supported a number of measures that, frankly, are mostly pretty reasonable. The places I disagreed with him is where he sort of started blaming video games or blaming social media and that kind of stuff. You know, psychos are psychos.
Yes.
Psychos are psychos. So you're always going to have psychos. They're always going to have the ability to try to harm somebody. I mean, they don't have guns in England, but their murder rate's higher than New York City in London. You know, they just use clubs and knives and stuff like that. And they have mass attacks. They don't have mass shootings because they don't have guns. They have mass attacks where like 20 people get stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Where people take a machete in a subway and just start stabbing everybody. Yeah, they have that. So psychos are psychos. These red flag laws bother me, the ones the president promoted earlier, and I'll tell you briefly what they are. If you don't like me, and there's some people, believe it or not, Dave, there are people who don't like me.
Weird.
Every now and then something will happen. There'll be some little kerfuffle off to the side of this program.
Yeah.
And you'll see on Facebook when they're talking about, like, I hate Baron Coleman. I can't stand that guy. Everything he says is a lie. He's probably not even a real lawyer. All right. I get it. I don't care, but my mom reads some of that stuff. Guys, take it easy on Joyce. She can't handle that. But these red flag laws bother me. And here's what happened. They sound good in theory, because in theory, here's what happens. You see a psychopath and he says, I'm going to shoot up the school tomorrow. I'm a real crazy yo. I'm gonna take out some black people or some Hispanics or some white folks. I'm mad. And you go to the police and you say, man, this guy is threatening to shoot up a school. He's, you know, he says he's racist. He's going to go after a particular race of people. He wants to make a name for himself. In an ideal world, they'll take that information and go, oh, this is exactly the type of tip we've been looking for, sir. Let's go take his guns. Let's make sure he doesn't have the means to harm anybody. And then everybody pats themselves on the back and they say, yes, we saved lives, bruh. We did it. Yes. And that's the ideal world. In an ideal world, that would look. Because afterwards, on a situation like this, like the guy in Dayton, the guy in El Paso, you wonder, where the hell were the people who knew this guy? Did nobody notice this guy was stockpiling guns and ammo? Did nobody notice this guy was saying crazy things? Did nobody notice he was on potentially mental health treatment? Most of them are. I'm not blaming the psychologists and psychiatrists and SSRI manufacturers for mass shootings, but come on. Seems like every damn one of them is on these antidepressants. And violent ideations are part of the black box warning on these things. Suicide and mass murder, I guess. Hell. So in theory, you think, well, that makes a lot of sense because now we can find these people before they happen, see? A very Minority Report way to look at it. Here's the problem with it. I have a fundamental Second Amendment right guaranteed by the United States Constitution to own and carry firearms. To defend myself, my property, my house, my neighborhood, my country. To defend the liberties guaranteed by God if threatened by the United States government? It is intrinsic and innate to the human condition that I bear these rights. The right to protect myself. The right to self-defense using equal force to what somebody else might enter my house with. And in this country, when you have what we call a fundamental right or a substantive due process right, I have a fundamental right guaranteed by the Constitution to bear arms. So therefore, if you're going to abridge that right, there are certain notices I'm supposed to get. I'm supposed to have a right to address your desire to take away my right. I have those rights, those fundamental rights. And if you're going to take them, they're very narrow, very, very, very narrow ways the Supreme Court has allowed people to take those rights away from us. And nowhere, nowhere has the Supreme Court come and said, somebody thinks you might be dangerous. Who is that somebody? We can't tell you. What did I do? We're not going to tell you. We're just going to take your gun, sir. You've been
red flagged.
I've been what?
Red flagged. Surrender your firearms, sir. You've been red flagged.
Wait, by whom?
I said we weren't going to tell you.
What did I do?
We're not going to tell you, sir. Hand over your guns.
That's how these red flag laws work. The sheriff or the police chief or whoever shows up at your house and they take your guns away from you.
Yeah.
Before you have a court date, before you have an opportunity to call witnesses, before you have an opportunity to present witnesses, before you have an opportunity to cross-examine witnesses, before you have an opportunity to introduce evidence, you have to prove you're not what they say you are, which is nuts. Now, you can imagine the people who get red flagged get upset by the fact that they're red flagged and they're losing their guns. Can you imagine you want to rob a house on 123 Shady Street? But you know that guy has a gun. But you also know he has a lot of cash and maybe some diamonds, maybe some gold. Maybe he's a drug dealer. Who knows? But for some reason, you want to target 123 Shady Street. Go red flag the guy. Go red flag the guy. Have the sheriff come pick up his guns and then attack him that night. He's unarmed. You know he's unarmed because you're the one that called in the red flag. It just strikes me as innately wrong. Fundamentally wrong. When you have certain freedoms, you have the ability to abuse those freedoms. And sometimes people get hurt. Cars are made in this country that can go 200 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Motorcycles are made in this country that can go 200 miles an hour. 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds now. There's not a single place in the country where it's legal to drive 200. You have a freedom to drive 200 if you want, but you would be abusing the freedom and the... What's the word I'm looking for? The privilege of driving on our nation's highways. I'm worried about these red flag laws. I'm more worried that the President of the United States wants to push them. I hope the state of Alabama doesn't go down this road. I really hope, as a federal matter, we don't go down this road. But Barron, are you worried the Trump administration will come collect your guns? No. I'm worried the Michelle Obama administration will. Mm-hmm. I'm worried the Elizabeth Warren administration will. I'm worried the Kamala Harris administration will. I'm worried the Pete Buttigieg administration will. I'm worried the Beto O'Rourke administration will. I'm worried the administration of somebody who's not even born yet, but will be president in 50 years will. There's somebody who's not even born yet that's going to be president during our lifetimes in all likelihood.
Yeah.
Or there's somebody who's in third grade right now who's going to be president of the United States while we're alive. Or high school or college.
Yeah, that's frightening. Having just spent my weekend with a bunch of kids that are going into fourth grade.
But what I'm saying is...
I know.
They grow up and
they grow
become
up.
Different? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they grow
They're
up.
They're not going to be 9 or 10 forever?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No. And they'll grow up and they'll be president, and they'll be president of a world where you can red flag people, and they'll just red flag the whole country.
I will say, one of the kids is really smart. They went out like to the hallway in the hotel, and they wanted to, you know, and I said, guys, if you encounter somebody at the hotel, like, you know, listen to what they say, you know, and one of the kids goes, what if they tell me to get in a white panel van with no windows? I said, okay, don't follow those instructions from the hotel
You're
worker.
Like, wait a minute, Seth Spotlow's here 16 minutes after 10 o'clock?
I broke kayfabe and everything. I was just like, I can't even respond to that. It's the funniest thing anybody said to me in 5 years. Like, it was hilarious.
Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH, 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com, auburnhousewash.com. You can check them out on Facebook. You can check them out by phone. You can check them out on the internet. You can check them out anywhere. Just know that right now, Auburn House Wash is running an absolute special that is second to none. And I'm telling you, this month, just during August, If you get a full package, what is a full package? You get the roof, you get the house, you get the driveway. That's it. Simple, easy peasy, right? Roof, house, driveway. If you mention you heard it on air, you mention my name, you mention News and Views, you mention News Talk 93.1 FM, you mention you heard it on the radio, you mention Baron Coleman by name, you get $200 off. Don't you people say for one second I never gave you anything. I'm giving you 200 clams, 200 bones, 200 skins.
Simoleons.
$200 off a full package. If you call right now and book during the month of August, 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com, $200. And your house is going to look good. And your house is going to look good. Going to look great, actually. So get by auburnhousewash.com or their Facebook page today, 826-WASH. Check them out. 17 after. Bud, sit tight. Be back. Sorry I went long.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284. 799-1284. Or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 500th household to purchase a household annual pass to Jasmine Hill Gardens wins a dinner for four by City Grill Restaurant. Visit JasmineHill.org for details.
The best things in
hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Mr. Electric ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric, we have the power to make things better. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Mr. Electric and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. right, guys. Welcome back in. 21 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. We're going to take your phone calls if you want to get on the guest hotline. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline is 272-9228. I do want to tell you before we get there, though, about our friends at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, CornerstoneMGA.com, CornerstoneMGA.com, Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502, 356-1502. But Baron, I don't understand exactly what they do. You've been explaining it for years. Here's what they do, all right? Here's what they do. I'll do it in 30 seconds. Employers, most of them, some of them are required by law, but most of them provide some sort of insurance benefit to employees. It helps make them competitive. So they provide an insurance benefit to you in some capacity. Health insurance, dental, vision, whatever. And I don't know where most of the people get that policy that they offer, but they call some man, they call some guy somewhere, and they put together a package and they offer it. And it's like a take it or leave it. You either buy our insurance or you go out on the market and buy your own insurance. That's it. Those are the options. Cornerstone Managing General Agency shops the available packages and lowers that price, usually, like 90% of the time, lowers that price below what the employer and the employee are currently paying. That's what they do. 356-1502, CornerstoneMGA.com. Check them out. Dave Mowry sits to my right, Baron Coleman and Dave, in here on a daily basis. Bud?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you? Sorry to make you wait so long.
Well, no problem. If you don't mind, I would ask you to give me a little bit of flexibility, what I'm going to say here, and have a good dialogue, because it really piggybacks on what your previous segment was and what, unfortunately, what the God Emperor was talking about.
I'll say this for all callers, same rule for everybody, Monday through Thursday. If you keep me entertained and informed and intrigued, I give a lot of latitude to callers. The moment people start rambling and telling life stories, I start tuning out, and when I start tuning out, I assume everybody else has either crashed their car or turned the station. So
not a problem.
I tend to go. So go ahead.
Okay. Last year, and I've said this on your show before, I was arrested by the U.S. Marshals on the charge of felony terrorist threat. And that is scary as all get out. When you have four cars around you, you have eight U.S. Marshals pointing pistols at you. You got your hands up, and you are terrified. I went through had a lawyer, a wonderful lawyer, who's now a U.S. attorney, actually. I was no-billed by the grand jury. All this went down because a disgruntled former co-worker made an allegation against me.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, no bill means more evidence. This did not happen than the plausibility of it did happen. Would you? You're a lawyer.
That's the legal standard. No bill means it's not more likely than not you did it. It's more
correct.
Likely than not you didn't do it. Or they were unable
that's
to correct. Determine that it's more likely than not you did do it. Let's say that.
Right. And during this process, they took my 14 guns, of which five were mine. I have a daughter that has top security clearance at NSA at Fort Meade. My son lives there, so they could not have their guns there at the Fort Meade. My father, who was senile, 86 years old, my mother had just died. He was very suicidal. So I took his guns, et cetera, et cetera. So they took 14 guns from me.
Keep the story moving. Keep the story moving.
Okay. My point is, I am the exact candidate of what President Trump said today would be a red flag candidate.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm 55 years old, I have never had any problem with the law.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even had a traffic ticket in 15 years, not even had a wreck in over 15
years.
Okay,
keep it moving. Here's the problem. You give too much detail. Just stick with the highlights.
Well, my point is, if you don't think that anybody listening to my voice would not be a candidate of an ex-wife, a disgruntled employee.
Oh, that's the danger. You just nailed it. Yeah, you nailed it.
Would not be eligible to take your guns away from you.
Or just someone you were frustrated. But you think I don't frustrate enough people on this program? I mean, I get bar complaints filed against me.
Although, if you want a devil's advocate perspective, what's worse, them doing that to you or them just shooting you?
Well, no,
I guess there's.
So I was telling my wife, just leave me.
Yeah,
if you ever want to leave, just leave. Don't shoot me.
We're gonna go.
All right, appreciate you.
But you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, and look, that system's gonna be abused. But there are, if somebody made a false allegation against you for those reasons, then you should be suing them.
Well, they
should be under arrest because you know what swatting is?
Oh yeah,
that's the first thing I thought of on this. Yeah. Is that it really just ups the amount or the ease of what swatting would do, which is where you call 911 and you tell somebody that like you're in danger at X address and the SWAT team shows up.
Right.
It's very, 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 very dangerous.
Right.
Actually, in some ways, probably more dangerous than you going into their house with a gun because these guys are trained to shoot.
Right. And they're ready to shoot.
And so, yeah, there's obviously going to be, some push and pull. But anybody could do that to you at any point now. So it's not like that's really going to up. I don't think that's going to up your chances of that happening.
No, but the red flag thing, what Bud's talking about is you irritate somebody, you anger somebody, and they say, all they got to do is say, he called me this and that, and he said he was going to destroy me and burn this. It's easy to, I've learned it's easy to take things out of context. Hell, I made a statement on the radio, I want to burn her house down in the metaphorical sense, not the physical sense. That is the full clip. And the clip that got passed around on the internet was, I'm going to burn her house down.
Right.
Okay? That's a lie. That's not what I said.
Yeah.
You remove the context completely from it, and it makes it sound like I'm an arsonist. I'm not. You know what it means when you say I'm going to burn someone's house down in the metaphorical sense. Right. It means I'm going to make their life difficult.
Correct.
And that's what we're talking about on these red flag laws. It's too easy to manipulate. It's too easy to lie. It's too easy to clip things out of context, particularly in the age of deep fake videos and Adobe Audition, where you can take what somebody says and chop it up and make it sound natural. Put pauses and breaks in between.
Yeah, I just think it's funny that people that people immediately default to that when like if you talk to most women that have had a stalking incident or something, they're like, well, they're basically like, there's nothing I can do until he comes to my house and tries to kill me, and then maybe they'll arrest him. You know what I mean?
But so there's something you do. Get a shotgun.
Yeah, but
there's something you could do. Everybody with a PFA needs a gun.
I'm just saying I don't necessarily think that whatever they say that they're going to do is going to is infringing on your rights any more than they already have now.
Jim.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's funny how the media, if we can, they combine those two shootings, to show them 29, they were completely different. Everybody knows the one in El Paso, the guy was some nut, that was, had some kind of agenda. This thing in Ohio, I think it's more some kind of a squabble there. This guy had some kind of a problem with that bar there. There's some people in it. He killed his own sister. But, I guess it looks better when you say. And then the if you look at MSNBC or CNN, they've got their talking points now for the next week to 10 days. White supremacists stoked by Trump rhetoric.
Yeah, but again, they'll never say the Dayton guy was stoked by Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Antifa, even though those are the types of people he followed. That's what he talked about online. He was a communist. And what good communist wouldn't want to kill people? Because, hell, look how many people communism killed.
Yeah.
And it's good run it had.
Yeah, and this I heard Fox News this morning, I heard one of the reporters say there's been more mass shootings than this year, 200. Well, I went on there. If you go in there and Google mass shooting, they got a list on the internet. By the time you eliminate Chicago and people shot in a house fighting at a card game and stuff, it's nowhere near that.
If you define a mass shooting as a paintball incident, you're going to run the number up. And that's what you're talking about. I too went and saw on the Wikipedia list
of
mass shootings.
It's supposed to be two or more people.
It's three or more people shot
in a given
thing. But what they're talking about is you'll have a domestic incident where somebody shoots his wife and shoots a kid and then shoots the grandma. Sure. They're like, that's a mass shooting. That's not a mass shooting. What we're talking about mass shooting is totally disconnected from anyone you know. You walk in, Pulse nightclub, San Bernardino, El Paso, these types of things. What?
Then the Dayton shooting's not a mass shooting.
Well, because his sister was there.
Yeah, and
but
her friend.
But you know what I mean. I'm just talking about it wasn't...
Oh, wait, you mean there's nuance?
It wasn't targeting a specific household. It wasn't targeting
okay.
It wasn't targeting a specific person. He just happened to shoot up a place where his sister was. I mean, he knew she was in there, but...
Yeah,
so those figures are skewed.
Some skewed. Not only that list Mexico. Mexico is only having three mass shootings. There were 50,000 people killed by drug cartels alone last year in Mexico. Yeah. In a city, in a country with half the population we have, and they're saying, well, there weren't mass shootings. Well, I'm sorry.
I mean, if you hold them to that thing, every weekend's a mass shooting in Chicago.
Right.
There were 40 people shot this weekend and three of them killed in Chicago. You didn't hear nothing on the news about it.
Right. And that's what I get back to how I opened the show today. There's a racist component to the news. Black lives don't matter.
That's what I was going
to
say.
The news.
Is it a
they don't matter.
But if you listen to the, you know, to the tone of what, when people say that, they pretty much agree with that.
Black lives don't matter to the media. Black women going missing don't make the
news. It's a tragedy that bullets were shot outside of Jubilee.
Correct.
It's not a tragedy that happens every night off Mobile Highway.
Fair enough.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's not quite famous end of summer sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149, twins from $99, full headboards from $79, queen beds from $149, special discounts available on Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Pig Enterprises on South Memorial Drive in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
About the impact of the continued trade dispute with China and another round of tariffs to take effect in September. China has allowed its currency to drift to the lowest exchange rates in years. John Lonsky, chief economist at Moody's, says interest rates are sliding along with the market, which actually will translate into more affordable mortgages.
This latest drop by Treasury yields, the 30-year mortgage yield, will be at 3.5%. You know, the past 4 weeks, applications for mortgage refinancings were higher by nearly 85% year over year.
There's also a mixed reading on the economy. The ISM reading on non-manufacturing, the services part of the economy, continued to grow in July, but slid from June's reading to the lowest level since August of 2016. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
I've used it for a year now, and I've worried zero time. I just enter in the time, it's calculated, and it's taken out of bank account, and it's just done. I love it.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a case of rinse and repeat. Our better-than-normal rain chances continue today, but it's going to be feast or famine. A very humid day today with a high around 90. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. A generous supply, but still random. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and through Friday, lots of kids are starting the new school year. And it's back to that standard spotty hit-or-miss storm situation. Highs in the low to mid-90s, but the number of storms will be thinning out over the next few days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Guys, welcome in. 38 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave's favorite Beatles song.
It is. One of them. I think I did say yesterday that if I had to pick one, this would be it.
Yeah. I figured it was Octopus's Garden.
Well, I mean...
Ringo's big breakout hit.
Well, yeah. Or Maxwell's Silverhammer.
Yeah. I mean, the good Beatles
or,
songs.
Or A Little Help from My Friends.
Did he do that one?
Yeah.
No, he did not. Is that his?
That's him singing, isn't it?
I didn't know he wrote it.
Oh, I don't know if he wrote it.
I know he wrote Octopus's Garden.
Right, because John and Paul were like, we're not going to put Lennon McCartney on this one.
He wrote it, and he's like, hey, John, you want to sing Octopus's Garden?
That's okay, mate.
That's all right, Ringo. You haven't sang a song yet.
John faked like he had a drug freak out and ran out of the studio.
Ringo, you wrote this brilliant song. You haven't sang on one. Why don't you record it?
We'll even give you a writing credit like we did for that one song that George did. It's the thing, it's kind of shocking to me that they all love each other so much, considering like John and Paul took more, like a lot more of the money,
like 85.
No, I know they did most of the writing, but yeah. Did they do?
Well, they got the production credit, they got the writing credit, they got the singing credit. All right, Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. If you want to get in with her, 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. I sent her a text this morning. I look at the 10-year every day. It's one of the first, like within 5 minutes of waking up, I look at the 10-year note every morning. And I looked at it this morning, it was 1.77. Now let me tell you what that means for a 15 or 30-year mortgage. Call Kim Williams. I don't know. When I refinanced, the 10-year was like 2.4, and I got a great rate in the threes. It's 1.7. I don't know what the rates are. I guess it depends on your individual circumstances and your credit and how much equity you have and what kind of plan you want and all that kind of stuff, or how much money you put. 15 years, 30 years, you know, 20 years, whatever. Call Kim Williams. I cannot beg you enough. The 10-year note will not stay at 1.77 forever. It just won't. Call her. 567-4223. 567-4223. Now, don't mistake anything I just said for saying that she's giving away 1.77 rates. That's not how it works. There's a default risk premium. There's profit that has to be worked in for the banks and everything else. But Kim Williams right now is going to offer you stellar plans. Stellar, stellar, stellar plans, I promise. 567-4223. 567-4223. ALAHomeMortgage.com. David.
You know, Bob Dylan's the one that introduced the Beatles to drugs, right?
I mean, allegedly.
well, you know. Bob Dylan introduced a lot of us to drugs.
I would like to have been in that room when that happened. Hey, Ringo, come over here and take a little drag on you.
No, that was I don't know whether it's a true story or not, but I've heard this story, and I'm hoping it's true. And if it's not true, it should be true.
It's true. We're just going to go with true.
Bob Dylan hands a joint to Ringo. Ringo starts smoking it and thinks it's like a cigarette, so he doesn't pass it. He just keeps smoking it. He smokes the whole thing, and then they're like, "What, dude? You were supposed to pass that around." He's like, "Oh." And then, like, an hour later, writes Octopus's Garden.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not, but it should be true.
Yeah. I like to believe it's true.
Great folklore, if nothing else.
Yes, yes. It's a great story.
If you have a choice between the truth and the legend, print the legend.
Print the legend, yes.
Yes, yes.
The man who shot.
That's right.
Balance Liberty. Liberty Balance.
Liberty Balance, yeah.
Exactly.
You got it.
Hey, once again, Hamilton ripped my heart out.
Oh, my gosh. I was telling Dave during the break.
He was.
I actually told him, I said, you missed a great Grand Prix this weekend.
Two in a row.
Hamilton can't get around Verstappen, so he pits for new tires, comes out 23 seconds behind him?
Yeah.
Chases him down in 22 laps and passes him like two laps.
Unbelievable.
Unreal.
Unbelievable.
Hey, look, he's a five-time champ.
Yeah. What can you say?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, there was a individual in Illinois, I read an article about this probably 10, 12 years ago, who was in a minor car accident. State troopers, you know, wrote it up, encouraged the guy, said, hey, you need to go to the hospital just to get checked out for, you know, your own sake. And the guy, no, I don't want to go. So anyway, well, later that night, tells his wife, hey, you know, my neck and back are stiffening it up. I'm going to go. So he goes to the hospital. They just do some x-rays on him, release him. Like, a couple weeks later, state troopers knock on his door. We need to confiscate all your gun. And he's like, what are you talking about? And they said, you were institutionalized. We've got to take all your guns from you. So what had happened was, like with most hospitals, they have a psych unit connected with the hospital. And so by law in Illinois, he was considered a risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so had his guns taken. It took him nearly 3 years to get them
back. For going
back.
to the ER?
Had to go through psychiatric evaluation for a year with the state and take some kind of classes in order to get his own guns back.
Well, let me say this. You brought up a good point. You know how the left is always saying, you know, we need to make sure people that are mentally ill don't get guns?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're going to consider mentally ill?
Anybody who checks into a hospital.
Conservatism.
Yeah.
Conservatism. They're going to say, wait a minute, you're pro-life? That's mentally ill. Because sometimes pro-life people blow up abortion clinics. So therefore, wait a minute, you voted for Trump? No.
Yeah.
But not only that, anybody who's ever, like, you know, your parents die in a tragic accident, you go get a little Xanax to put you to sleep for a few weeks while you cope with it, you go through a particular time, maybe you lose a job or you go through a tough time and you have to get on antidepressants for 6 months or a year, or maybe you're just kind of person that lives better with something like that, you know? They're going to call you mentally ill and make sure you can't have a gun.
Sure, yeah. Who's going to set the standard? The politicians.
The left, not the politicians, the left.
Yeah.
The globalists and corporatists do not want you to have guns. It is an obstacle to their end of tearing down the sovereignty of the United States of America. And as long as you have guns, the American people remain sovereign.
Yeah.
And so they don't
forget about the socialists and communists.
Yeah, well, but I repeat myself.
You know, Bernie and the squad, they want to take your guns, too.
Bernie and the squad. But Bernie and the squad. Why is not has no one written that parody yet?
Seriously.
Where's Weird Al?
We got a production studio here.
If only. Who among
us? Somebody call Weird Al.
You know what, Dave?
No, Baron and I are going to produce this.
We're going to produce this because there's got to be a karaoke Bernie and the Jets on there. Bernie and the squad. The next thing you know, Greg Budell's going to be playing it at 4. It's going to be great.
Here's the biggest hit in the country right now.
Bernie and the squad.
We're going to have to negotiate a very favorable to us, licensing
royalty?
Agreement.
Yeah. $1,000 every time it runs.
Yeah. Climbing the charts to number one.
That's right. People will be begging us. Thank you.
You guys have a good one.
Old Town Road last night performed at CMA Fest. Killed it. Freaking slayed it. Billy Ray Cyrus and what's his name? Lil Nas X. And Keith Urban was in on it. I'm not sure where he came from. They did some pretty good mashups on that.
I have a joke, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm not a big Keith Urban fan.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh.
I'm just not. It's not country. He sings pop music with an Australian accent.
No, it's not.
There's nothing country about it. We'll be back. 14-2.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/work. That's ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wasn't hoping anyone in there would take me up on it. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Oh! Guess who got voted the best pizza in Montgomery?
Hold on, I'll get it.
I guess. Think.
Was it Midtown Pizza Kitchen?
It was Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Now, there's some great pizza places in Montgomery. Don't be mistaken. But there's only one greatest.
Obviously.
A travel magazine blew through Alabama a few years ago, declared Midtown Pizza Kitchen the greatest pizza in the state of Alabama. AL.com says the greatest pizza in the entire central Alabama a few years ago. And just this week, the Montgomery Advertiser has crowned, if you will, Midtown Pizza Kitchen the best pizza in Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The name is right there in the title, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. But in addition to pizzas, man, they have great pastas. They always have a pasta of the week. I don't know what it is yet this week, but it's going to be phenomenal.
They've got desserts. They've got appetizers. All your pasta favorites. And build your own pie. They got great sandwiches. Good stuff in Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Get by there when you get a chance. Two locations. Up in Prattville, Alabama, they have one just really in that shopping center across the street from Bass Pro Shop. And then in Midtown Montgomery, on the back side of the Zelda Place Shopping Center, where they have a brand new parking lot. Big, beautiful parking lot. Big, beautiful parking lot. I don't think it matters. Oh, someone, I love when people text me on voice text, and then I have to decipher what they were saying.
I know, right?
But go back to Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. All right, Donald Trump addressed the nation, shooting in Old Cloverdale, all that chaos. I do want to cover other stuff. We can come back to this if we have to. But there's other stuff that's out there that you absolutely have to know about. So we're going to get to that, including, I can't find the story, Dave.
You can't.
It's the best story ever. Where is it?
Oh, no.
Ah, here it is. An email was sent to people over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
By the Ziggy Army. The Ziggy No-Toll Army. Jim Ziegler has taken it upon himself to
lead the fight, I guess.
Against the toll road down there.
Mm-hmm.
The new Interstate 10 toll road they're wanting to bridge. They're wanting to build. So the Ziggy No-Toll Army, I don't know whether this is a with. I don't know if this is with Jim Ziegler or not. But they sent an email over the weekend. And to say it's wild is an understatement. Here's the headline. Well, here's the headline AL Reporter wrote it up. Ziggy Army attempts to eliminate tolls by releasing alleged government IT files claiming gay sex chat pics. Guys, this is, it was sent to 2 Yellowhammer writers. It was sent to multiple AL Reporter writers. It was sent to Fox 10 TV and News 5, WKRG, down in Mobile. That's who has this email. Bill Britt put up on AL Reporter a a redacted copy. I know who it is, by the way.
Oh.
I'm not going to say it on the radio.
I'm shocked. Wait, you know who the email person is, or you know the person they're targeting?
I know the person they're talking
to. I gotcha.
Here's what it says. The No-Toll Army has grown to over 50,000 people. The Army has become engaged in discovering corruption at our state agencies with the hopes of finding funds to eliminate tolls on the Mobile River Bridge. Now, think about that for a second. How could uncovering government corruption, lead to a reduction in tolls over the bridge, but for the fact that you're going to attempt extortion? I mean, that's what this is. See, I've been in the research business for a long time. There are two ways to make money on research. One is someone pays you ahead of time, and then you go do research. The other is you do research and then go sell the product. And the number one person you want to sell the product to is the person you did the research on.
Right.
You know, say, so, you know, I mean, here's what I have. I'll be happy to give it to you, or I can sell it to someone else. I mean, that, not saying I've ever done that, but I mean, that's in the business. That's what people do. This army has become engaged in discovering corruption at our state agencies with hopes of finding funds to eliminate tolls on the Mobile River Bridge. Thanks to a couple of people in the IT department at blank, it has been discovered that blank spends his workday on gay chat sites and sends and receives nude photos of men through his smartphone.
Who among us, Baron?
Using access from blank. Some photos of that blank sends out, some photos that blank sends out, it says is attached, should be are attached. Our question is, where is blank in overseeing his employees? Blank has been given gas tax money that was not voted on by the citizens of the state, and blank cannot control where employees are using state time and resources for deviant behavior. Can you imagine the gas tax waste? Blank should be held accountable for allowing this to happen. The no-toll army has more corruption reveals from tips coming from our 50,000 group of energized people. Blank can thank blank for giving us the $6 tolls to encourage IT employees to come forward. Now, keep in mind, I know the name of the person and where he works. I'm not going to reveal it, obviously, because that's garbage. But this is the most bizarre thing I've ever read.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
I mean, I don't think state employees should be on gay sex chat sites or straight sex chat sites,
right,
frankly, during business hours. But if they do, I don't know about sending emails threatening them.
Are they using state resources?
Well, here's my thing. Whoever the employee in the IT department was who dug this up and sent it out is going to get caught.
Yeah.
I doubt he's smart enough to hide his steps. Somebody has access to the logs in this thing.
Yep.
Ziegler needs to distance himself from this.
Yep. Well, I mean, and look, like you said, probably shouldn't be on gay sex chat sites or any sex chat sites. Like, but we've covered this before that, like, outing somebody is pretty low down. You know, people have a right to privacy, even if they're, and this guy's not an elected official.
Correct.
I mean,
it's just a bureaucrat. Some unfortunate civil servant that works in some department.
Yes,
in
he
Alabama.
Probably shouldn't be, especially if he's using a state phone or a state computer, he probably shouldn't be. But that's an if.
Yeah. If he's even doing it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's sort of where I leave it. Smooth operator.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well, sir.
Good.
How are you? Good. I just picked up on part of that story. I've been out of town for a while doing a research project, but I've been out of town for a while.
You've been in the IT department of a state and government by chance?
No, I might have been researching the beach on vacation.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But what does that have to do with toll bridges, period, at all? I must have missed something.
My guess is the department in which this cat works is going to be administering the tolls, and they're trying to put pressure on that agency to, I don't know, like, come up with another plan or something to protect their employee? Or maybe they think, uh-oh, they've gotten him. Maybe they're going to get us, too.
Yeah. I got you. Well, I'm for putting a toll up at every road going into every state where all our citizens are going to buy a lottery until we get a lottery. At least we can make some money that way. Wow. But anyway, that's my two cents.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks.
Here's the thing. And, I mean, we've talked about it before under my graduated driver's license plan. The technology exists to where, like, they can, you know, zap your car and know where you're from and know who you are, and they can charge your toll accordingly.
They did that to me going to Indiana.
So they should have some kind of, you know, in South Alabama, you know, it should be $1 for, you know, residents and, you know, more for non-residents.
That's unconstitutional.
Why?
Because that can't do that.
Why?
The Dormant Commerce Clause.
That's dumb.
It's true, though. You can't charge out-of-state residents different than